This is VOA News Fire Remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. Protesters took to the streets of Memphis, Tennessee and throughout the U.S. to demand justice for Tyre Nichols, a 29-year-old black man who died after five police officers beat him during a traffic stop earlier in the month. As protesters gathered ahead of the march, police released videos of the violent traffic stop. He was stopped by the police earlier in the month. He seemed pummeled into submission while crying, "Mom, Mom," as five police officers delivered kicks, punches, and baton blows. He died in the hospital 3 days after the January 9th encounter. U.S. President Joe Biden talked to reporters about it.
I spoke with Tyre's mother and expressed my condolences and told her that I was going to be making a case to the Congress. They should pass the George Floyd Act. We should get this under control. I can only do so much in an executive order at a federal level.
That legislation, which has been
Azerbaijan's ambassador to Iran, told reporters that Baku expects Iran to invest
and excessive force and boost federal and state accountability efforts. At least seven people were killed and others wounded in a synagogue on the outskirts of Jerusalem on Friday.
Police said the gunman arrived around 8:15 p.m. and opened fire, hitting a number of people before he was killed by police. The U.S. on Friday condemned the terrorist attack in Jerusalem. A State Department spokesperson said American officials were in touch with their Israeli counterparts and did not expect any changes to Secretary of State Antony Blinken's planned visit to Israel next week.
That is Reuters' Rachel Faber reporting. North Korea has condemned the United States over its decision to supply Ukraine with advanced battle tanks to help fight off Russia's invasion, saying that Washington is escalating the proxy war aimed at destroying Moscow. This is the VOA News. Former U.S. Vice President Mike Pence says he takes full responsibility after classified documents are found at his Indiana home. Speaking at a Florida International University on Friday, Pence said, "Let me be clear, those classified documents should not have been in my personal residence." He also said mistakes were made and he takes full responsibility. The discovery made public by Pence's team earlier this week marked the latest in a string of recoveries of sensitive papers from the homes of current and former top U.S. officials. The Department of Justice was already investigating the discovery of classified documents in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago resort and at President Joe Biden's home in Delaware in his former Washington office. Video posted on social media Friday showed extensive flooding and torrential rains in Auckland, New Zealand. VOA's Marissa Melton.
Auckland's Mayor Wayne Brown declared a state of emergency in New Zealand's biggest city on Friday as the extreme weather caused widespread flooding and evacuations, closing the city's airports and forcing organizers to cancel a scheduled concert by Elton John. Auckland Emergency Management said in a post on Twitter that northern, northwestern, and western parts of the city were affected by significant flooding. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
Police in San Francisco have now released body camera video from last year's attack that seriously injured the husband of former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi in their home. ABC Donahue.
David DePap and 82-year-old Paul Pelosi are seen by the front door of the home.
Hi, how you doing?
How are you?
What's going on, man?
Everything's good.
The two are seen struggling to gain control of a hammer.
Drop the hammer.
Nope.
Hey.
What is going on
right now? I'm not getting an answer. I'm
called. DePap can be seen lunging at Pelosi with a hammer over his head. The actual attack is out of view of the officers. Pelosi, apparently unconscious, is seen lying face down on the floor in his pajama top and underwear. Nancy Pelosi was in Washington at the time. DePap has pleaded not guilty and is being held without bail. He told police this was a suicide mission and there was evil in Washington. I'm Ed Donahue.
The U.S. Drug Enforcement Administration has now quietly ousted its former top official in Mexico last year over improper contact with lawyers for narco traffickers. Nicholas Palmieri, socializing and vacationing with Miami drug lawyers, detailed in confidential records obtained by the Associated Press, brought his ultimate downfall after just 14 months at the helm. More at VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.